Between AD 272 and 279, the Emperor Aurelian, faced with the threat of a barbarian invasion, decided to build a new, stronger wall to protect Rome, because the Servian Wall, dating back to the 6th century BC, enclosed only a limited area around the original seven hills. The new wall, almost 19 kilometres long and over 7.8 metres tall, was made of brick-faced concrete, with an uncovered embattled walkway, square towers, and gates with one or two openings, flanked by mostly semi-cylindrical towers. The Porta San Sebastiano, one of the many gates along the circuit, is among the largest and best preserved. Its original name was Porta Appia, after the important road that passes through it. In the Middle Ages, its name was distorted to Dacia or Dazza, but it eventually came to be known as Porta San Sebastiano, after the Christian martyr buried in the basilica on the Via Appia, not far from the gate itself. The present appearance of the gate is the result of many alterations over the centuries. The original gate featured twin arched openings, faced with travertine, and flanked by two semi-cylindrical towers containing the staircase to the upper story. The first floor of the towers, housing the Chamber of Arms, had three arched windows, while the chamber above the archway featured five windows. The second floor consisted of an open terrace with battlements. The gate was first altered in the early 5th century by the Emperor Honorius, in conjunction with the remodeling of the walls. New, taller cylindrical brick towers incorporated the old towers, and an inner gate was added, comprising two semicircular walls arranged like pincers, forming a courtyard with military and customs and toll collection functions. Later on, the lower part of the towers were encased by huge square bastions, and the two original openings were merged into one. The archway and square base of the towers were then faced with slabs of reutilized marble crowned by a cornice. Other changes included the removal of the heavy brick vaulted ceilings, dividing the towers into three stories. The upper part of the square bastion of the west tower, made of tough blocks with two bands of travertine, is the result of the restoration work carried out between the 6th and 9th centuries, after the front of the bastion had collapsed. During the last construction phase of the gate, both the towers and the attic above the opening were increased in height, giving it the monumental appearance we can still admire today. Since the Middle Ages, the Porta San Sebastiano was the scene of many events, from armed clashes to solemn celebrations, such as the triumphal entry into the city of Emperor Charles V in 1536, or Marcantonio Colonna, the winner of the Battle of Lepanto against the Turks, in 1571. The museum, hosted inside the gate, was designed in the early 1990s. The gate itself, however, had already started being used many years before. In 1939, some of the rooms were refurbished to house the home and private study of the then secretary of the Fascist Party, who lived there from 1941 to 1943. After the Second World War, the gate was reopened to the public by the city authorities, who also started planning a museum of the walls. At the time, it was inhabited by the custodian and his family. In 1960, other rooms were assigned to the Ministry of Education, also for a museum of the Appia Antica, which, however, never materialised, although works were carried out to adapt the premises. The gate was returned to the city authorities in 1970, and the following year a small museum of the walls was opened, connected to a stretch of the wall walk up to Via Cristoforo Colombo. After a period of limited openings, however, the museum was eventually closed. The new Museum of the Gate was finally completed and opened in 1984, and in 1989 transformed into the Museum of the Walls of Rome. Arriving from the city, the Porta San Sebastiano is preceded by a huge structure, improperly known as the Arch of Drusus, having once been identified as a triumphal arch erected in honour of Drusus the Elder, a Roman politician and military commander and father to the Emperor Claudius, in 9 BC, the year of his death. In reality, it is one of the arches of the Aqua Antoniniana, an aqueduct branching off the Aqua Marcia, erected in AD 215 to supply water to the new baths built by the Emperor Caracalla, whose real name was Marcus Aurelius Antoninus. The aqueduct's succession of regular brick arches was interrupted at the point where it crossed the Via Appia, where it was faced with travertine, taking on the semblance of a monumental archway, worthy of the entrance into the city of the Via Appia, known as the Queen of All Roads. It is framed on each side by two marble columns supported by two tall bases, with composite capitals surmounted by an architrave, above which rises the tall attic, decorated with a triangular pediment that concealed the water channel. In the 5th century, the Emperor Honorius, to further strengthen the city walls, built two walls uniting the Porta San Sebastiano and the Arch of Drusus, forming a fortified area where everyone entering the city could be inspected.